It's Friday and we're pressed for time, so we're going to get right into it. Mike McClure, what percentage of your lineups will have Jake Arrieta?
15%.
Heath Cummings, what percentage of your lineups will have Jake Arrieta?
0%.
0%?
0%.
Wow. What don't you like about Jake Arrieta tonight? I'm Chris Towers, by the way. This is the Daily Fantasy Live podcast.
Okay. I like many, many things about Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
Everything I don't like about Jake Arrieta has nothing to do with actually Jake Arrieta.
Okay. Let's put in some relevant facts first. He's $12,000.
I was going.
$12,200.
Thank you.
There's pitching.
Item number one, I don't like.
Coming off 63 fantasy points. In San Francisco.
It's good.
It's a very good place to pitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like Jake Arrieta.
When you look at, first off, he's $12,200. Nobody else is more than $10,200.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 43 pitchers between $9,000 and $10,200 that are good. And have good matchups. How many actually are there?
Approximately.
Approximately seven.
There are six, I believe.
Okay. And so, you have that $2,000 to $3,000 gap.
Yes.
That is the biggest problem. Now, that's not an issue if everything else is equal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, because Arrieta's matchup is awful.
Okay.
The Giants strike out about 15% of the time. Which is kind of like, I mean, we made a big deal last year. Mike, how often did you start aces against the Royals last year?
I didn't. Never have.
Right. Partially because he's a homer. Partially because they're not as much this year, but last year they were an awful matchup for pitchers because they actually did better, it seemed, against aces because those pitchers that relied on the strikeouts didn't get them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Arrieta doesn't rely as much on the strikeouts.
He is one of the extreme ground ball pitchers of our day.
He is. I don't see dollar for dollar. I don't see the upside there.
He could go eight innings tonight and not be the best pitcher.
Oh, certainly.
Because it could be eight innings, one run, six strikeouts, and that's probably not going to be enough tonight.
It could be.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm rostering Arrieta, and he gets me eight innings, six Ks, one run, and a win, I'm still probably okay with it tonight.
That's 51 fantasy points.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
I think you're okay with it if the value hitters do well.
Yeah.
And you came over to my desk this morning. You like to come over in the morning and talk about dongs.
Mm-hmm.
And you came over and said that
it's a daily occurrence.
You thought dong chasers would be really interesting because
I thought that they're... I think everyone could pick someone $3,000 or less today.
I agree.
And that's always the case, and there's always players that are less than $3,000.
Well, I mean, I think that there are, in my opinion, three players that are priced at 3K or less that should be 36 and above.
I
think that they're just underpriced.
Huh.
I think they should, you know, in these matchups.
Right.
Two of them play for the same team.
I'm going to guess that's your top stack.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get there. We're not done talking about pitchers yet.
Good time. I guess we can move on from Jake Arrieta then. In that $9,000 to $10,000 range, we'll just go through them in a descending order from price. Gerrit Cole against the Rockies, Steven Matz against the Brewers, Corey Kluber against the Red Sox, Jose Quintana against the Royals, Aaron Nola against the Braves, Carlos Martinez against the Diamondbacks. Give me your top three from that group of sub-elite price pitchers.
I would say from that group, I would go pretty far above the rest. Number one is Aaron Nola.
Yes.
Number two...
Top cash game play of the day.
I believe he's the top cash game play of the day. Number two would be Carlos Martinez. I've still not given up on El Gallo.
He was not good in his most recent start.
No.
But, actually, the last two, although I think he was injured in the... The one against the Pirates?
He had a respiratory issue.
Yeah. What is worth noting against the Dodgers in his most recent start is I believe he hit over 100 miles per hour with his fastball five times in that start.
That's good.
I saw that.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Especially because he wasn't any good.
And then maybe he was throwing too straight.
It's possible.
Steven Matz would be my third favorite out of that group. Tournament only play.
Yep.
But the Brewers are pretty bad, and they're on the road, and they're never good on the road.
Yep. The problem with Steven Matz, the reason he's a tournament-only play, is you don't feel confident in him coming off an elbow scare.
I do believe he is on a pitch count. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I saw something where he might be on some sort of a pitch.
Terry Collins said he is going to be, quote, a little conservative with Matz's pitch count.
Against the Brewers, if let's say he can only get, like, I think I would normally expect Steven Matz to not throw more than 105 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing, since we haven't heard a specific number, that he's going to get pulled for pitches below 90.
Yeah.
So maybe we're losing one inning. Probably less.
I mean, he could probably go six innings.
I would expect six innings, eight strikeouts.
And the thing, I firmly believe that Steven Matz is an ace. I think he is a, he's not the Mets ace, but right now he's definitely their third best pitcher.
I think he's their second right now.
DeGrom's
not very good right now.
I think that's not.
Is he better than Bartolo?
Not as a hitter. But yeah, I think Steven Matz is probably the Mets' second best hitter, and I don't even think it's like an overreaction. I think Steven Matz is just that good. I think he's a legitimate ace type pitcher. He's throwing the Warden slider, just like the rest of them, and I think he's really good. So you went Nola, Carmart, Matz. Mike, how would you rank your top three?
Nola for sure, definitely the top cash game play of the day. Next, I have Gerrit Cole.
Okay, Gerrit Cole going against the Rockies in Pittsburgh.
I like him a lot, too.
I think the win probability there is very high. Yeah. And while we're talking about using FanDuel pricing, I'm very concerned about my pitcher getting the win on FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Gerrit Cole behind Nola. And third, it's really close for me between Matz and Carmart. I have Carmart ahead of him only because of the pitch limit.
One thing that I think is interesting and worth discussing, just as kind of a general thing, is Aaron Nola is $9,000 on FanDuel. He's $11,000 on DraftKings. Does that make you like him more on FanDuel?
Yes, and the same way with
And I don't mean you like him more on FanDuel than you do on DraftKings. I mean, does it make you like him more on FanDuel just than you otherwise would?
Because his price is higher on DraftKings.
A little bit. I think the guy that I'm more interested in using on one site or the other mm-hmm. is Gerrit Cole. If you look at Gerrit Cole's price on DraftKings, I think he's almost, in my opinion, Gerrit Cole's a must play on DraftKings today.
Okay.
When we get down to the next tier of pitching, there's another really interesting underprice on DraftKings as well.
Okay. Which one's that?
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray
who's
is.
Who's not been good this year.
He's been, I would say, actively bad.
And he pitches. I mean, he's kind of a pitch to contact guy with a bad defense, but he's facing a Yankees offense. And I know we've stacked them on the road the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
They have the lowest WOBA in baseball. And I'm including the Braves and the Phillies and the Reds and all those teams as part of baseball. The lowest road WOBA in all of baseball. The lowest team ISO on the road in all of baseball. Their park is crafted very well for the lineup they have.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you could say they have left-handed hitters with power. They have left-handed hitters with mediocre power.
Yeah, it's not clear that Brian McCann or Mark Teixeira even would be great power hitters if they played all their games in O.co.
Right.
In Oakland.
I think you could make an argument that Teixeira, McCann, and Carlos Beltran might all be out of baseball if Yankee Stadium didn't exist.
I wouldn't say that.
McCann has been awful on the road for 3 years.
Okay.
You could make an argument. I'm not saying it's true.
Okay.
But maybe they should all be out of baseball after this year anyway.
Maybe. Anybody else? We'll lump in everyone from 8,600 and under that starts with Sonny Gray.
Only 6,800 on DraftKings, by the way.
Wow, great. That is a big difference. Who are your top three among the lower price for the 8,600 and under, and is there anybody that you're really excited to play?
I'm going to play more Sonny Gray than I do Jake Arrieta. Others involved.
You said you will have zero Jake Arrieta, so.
Scott Kazmir.
Okay, Scott Kazmir going against the Padres in San Diego at 8,000 on FanDuel.
Right. And then my third, I guess, man, I guess would probably be Aaron Sanchez.
Okay, Aaron Sanchez going against the Twins at 8,500.
I don't love that, though. I'm not going to play any Aaron Sanchez.
You don't like Aaron Sanchez?
No.
You're not an Aaron Sanchez guy?
No.
I'm not going to participate in that part. I'm not playing anybody below that. So
nobody below 9,000 for you today?
Not planning on it.
I am an Aaron Sanchez guy. I believe in his talent. I think he's pretty good. I think the Twins are a matchup that can lead to a lot of strikeouts. And he's a pitcher that can get a lot of strikeouts. He's also, obviously, as we see with 9 strikes and walks in his last 2 starts, he's someone that can get a little wild. He has trouble finding the strike zone sometimes, but I think him against Minnesota can be a very good play. I know he was really bad in his first start off the DL, but Lance McCullers pitched like an ace last season, especially in the second half of the season. Texas is not a great matchup, but I think he's someone in a tournament that could have a lot of upside. Any other pitchers you guys want to talk about?
Mike doesn't want to talk about any more pitchers at all.
Or do you guys just want to talk about pitchers that you're targeting?
There's so many of them.
Okay.
Like, you could stack so many different teams.
You want to give us your favorite stack?
I'm having a hard time narrowing it down to who's number one is the difficult. I mean, do you see one clear stack that you like above all the rest, Mike?
Only because of the pricing of their players. I think on FanDuel, the top stack is going to be the Mets.
Yeah.
They were definitely all my top very three. Cheap. Like, I'm going to give maybe 2 lineups if we have time.
Right.
Just to show that you can still do an Arrieta lineup and stack the Mets.
Okay. Then if he's going to take the Mets for number one, I will say the Astros against Colby Lewis. Colby Lewis has had a couple of good games this year, but he's not good.
Yeah.
And Altuve, and you can't stack the Astros with Arrieta.
Yeah.
But Altuve, Springer, Correa, just a ton of upside there.
Okay. We haven't mentioned the Cubs. I'll go ahead and throw the Cubs out there. Jake Peavy's been really bad this season. I don't think he's a 7.4 ERA pitcher, and he's pitching at home, which makes the matchup a little worse. But
did you forget that the Cubs suck now?
I certainly did not, sir.
Okay. Because the Cubs suck now.
I have a Cubs stack in my lineup. So if you want to, that's probably confirmation that they will continue to suck.
I guess if we're going to mention the Cubs, we should definitely mention the Blue Jays.
They have Tyler Duffy, who has been good this season.
All right.
I don't know if he's good. What do you think? Do you think Tyler Duffy's good?
I think Tyler Duffy is,
you can answer honestly. I don't think he's going to listen.
Well, I don't want to inspire him too much. Like, I don't think Tyler Duffy's going to be great. And so these type of young pitchers that just have the potential to be good, we often kind of overlook.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a lot with Aaron Nola in the preseason, and then Aaron Nola has actually been a better strikeout pitcher than we thought he could be, so he may be great. To answer the question, Tyler Duffy is not the type of pitcher on a slate like today that I would want to stack against.
Okay. Anybody else that we haven't mentioned as far as stacks?
Yes.
Let's hear them.
For sure. The Nationals.
The Nationals going up against Justin Nicolino, who is the, I think it's fair to say he's the most strikeout-averse pitcher in baseball. I believe he's under 3 strikeouts per 9 for his...
He has more walks than strikeouts, right?
I don't know if that's still true, but it's close.
Okay. The Angels against Mike Wright, he's awful. The Indians against Clay Buchholz.
You finally mentioned one of mine. I didn't have any of those offenses except for the Indians.
Yeah.
And I like the Pirates again, especially the lefty Pirates.
Yeah.
2.48 Ks per 9 for Justin Nicolino.
Wow.
In 98 innings, 2.85 walks per 9.
So more walks than strikeouts.
Yeah, he's not good.
Wow.
Any other stacks? Dodgers against Christian Friedrich or just too many
he's
guys?
He's a lefty, right?
Yes, he is a lefty.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think so then.
I think there's a couple guys you could play. The problem is the two guys that they have then, particular mash lefties, one of them will play, Trace Thompson.
Trace will play.
And Enrique Hernandez. Enrique Hernandez has been really bad for most of the season, so it's probable that he won't play. Who plays second against the lefty for them?
Howie Kendrick?
Kendrick will play.
My question is, who's going to play first? I believe Adrian Gonzalez has been ruled out or has been moved to doubtful for this game.
Okay.
So someone's going to have to play first.
Enrique Hernandez can
I'm
play first.
I'm guessing he's probably going to play first, and him and Trace will both be in the lineup tonight.
That that could be a very interesting low price. Did they used to have him as Enrique on FanDuel?
Yes, they used to.
Yeah, they have his nickname, and they don't have the accent mark.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So what does it say?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. I don't know what it says.
You guys want to chase some dongs? No, BVP first. Give us some good BVP.
Yeah, we can definitely.
I have to learn about the BVP so I can make a better dong chaser.
That's true.
Right. I don't think there's any chance that your dong chaser pick will be in the BVP All-Stars.
It's possible because there's one dong chaser pick that I like, has good BVP, but is only 9 plate appearances.
So, whoa. Something important just happened. We just realized
David Wells got pulled out of the game.
Mr. I don't pay attention to BVP knows the BVP numbers before I give them.
Oh, I saw a tweet. So
he's been looking at the BVP.
Wow. It wasn't intentional.
Look
I saw
at this
a tweet.
Guy. Look what, at this
it
guy.
It wasn't intentional that you revealed it. Salvador Perez has 47 appearances against Jose Quintana.
Okay.
He's got a 378 average, a 417 on base, and a 644 slug.
Those are...
How many dongs?
2 dongs.
Okay. I was going to say, you can't call him Salvadong and then tell me he doesn't have any dongs.
Oh, he's definitely got dongs. Jimmy Rollins against Dylan G, 34 plate appearances. He's also got 2 dongs and a 1210 OPS.
Okay.
At first base, I did not love first base tonight. But I figured since Carlos Santana is going to be honored later in the show, he's got a 1,500 OPS and 8 plate appearances against Clay Buchholz.
Okay.
He qualifies. And then it turns into a bit of a Marlins stack.
Oh.
The Marlins have definitely had some success against Tanner Roark.
Yeah.
Second base, Derek Dietrich.
13-16.
13-16 OPS and 10 plate appearances. Martin Prado, 1,193 OPS and 19 plate appearances. Giancarlo Stanton has a pair of dongs and 20 plate appearances
and
against Roark.
Perhaps most importantly, only 2 strikeouts.
Yeah, he'll probably double that tonight. Most overrated player in baseball. Adam Jones against Hector Santiago, 4-for-10 with a dong. And Curtis Granderson is the final outfielder. Chris is throwing things at me. Granderson against
Alex Gordon's not even good at defense.
Wiley Willie Peralta, 5-for-8 with 2 dongs.
Salvador Perez's extension was a good decision.
So that's Carmart. Oh, I didn't even mention the Diamondbacks have seen a lot of Carlos Martinez.
Okay.
Not a lot, but considering how little he's been in the league, their lineup has 64 plate appearances against him. So okay. 3 games. A combined 453 OPS.
So is he the pitcher?
He is the BVP pitcher.
Good. I love when we have a PVB pitcher.
Yes, PVB.
Okay. PVB.
So Carmart, Salvadong, Carlos, Dietrich, Prado, Rollins, Stanton.
Stanton.
Granderson, and Adam Jones.
Okay. That works.
You like that?
Works. I mean, I like any Marlins stack.
I know you do.
Michael?
Yes.
You double-donged last night. You ended your streak at 9 games, so 2 shy of the record, I believe. That's good. That's a good way to end it. I made fun of your Carlos Santana pick.
You did. How'd that work out?
Did
you at least play him in any of your lineups?
No. I'm trying to think of some Santana references, and I'm coming up short right now.
Well, it's probably because your head is full of the lyrics that you've been memorizing all day.
Okay, this
Ludicrous.
Thing.
Let's do it.
Somebody put their hard-earned money into our lineups. Mike, do you have the tweet?
I can find the tweet.
Put their hard-earned money into our lineups and said, I'm playing all 3 of your lineups. Whoever finishes in last has to sing a Ludicrous song.
I mean, I don't think I have to sing it.
Well, I mean, it depends on...
Can I just like...
Is it a song that's meant to be sung or rapped?
Can I dictate it?
All right.
Who is it?
You have to sing a full song because my lineup doubled up your lineup.
I can't sing a full song.
Well, who
we
is
don't
it?
Have that kind of time.
Michael Lloyd.
Michael Lloyd.
Tebow 904.
Now, where'd you get that platinum chain with them diamonds in them? Where'd you get that machine Benz with them windows tittin'? Who them girls you be with when you riding through? Man, I ain't got nothing to prove. I paid my dues. Breaking the rules. I shake fools when I'm taking a cruise. All right.
That was
awful. Awesome. That was awesome. It wasn't awful.
Like, this was pretentious poetry night at the coffee house.
Snaps.
Yes. Reading of Ludacris. You got a standing... I thought that was an ovation, but Mike's actually leaving
the room.
Mike was talking some trash to us earlier today because he has had a dong in for four straight nights.
That's and way better than any of us have done. Three straight nights.
He sent us his dong rankings for tonight.
Okay.
The guys that he thought were most likely to dong. And I'm
this
not going to...
This is not Mike McClure. This is Michael Kaiser.
Yes.
Yes.
A coworker.
He, not just a coworker. I mean, he's a member of the podcast. He just never actually talks.
That's true, because we do the podcast in his office.
Yes. We'll see how many of these guys are picked by us.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you who was in his top four that we didn't pick.
All right. Mike, you're up.
All right. I'm going with Lucas Duda.
Lucas Duda, New York Met. He's what, 3,000? No, 2,800, right?
I believe he's 3,000 today.
That is correct. He's 3,000, and he was number four on Kaiser's dong power rankings.
I could go cheap. There are a couple guys that I could. It's my turn.
All right, I know.
We all know who you're picking.
I could go cheap. There are a couple guys under 3,000, but I do need to save some money. I'm averaging 38.25, so I'm going to lower my price by picking Giancarlo Stanton, who is $3,700.
Everybody knew you were going to do that. That was a nice build-up for something that everyone knew.
Well,
was.
I told you guys before the show. Listeners hadn't heard it yet.
Well, I mean, they just pull up the probable Marlins lineup and look for the most likely guy to dong.
I haven't picked a Marlin
in 4 days.
4 days.
No.
What team have you used the most in dong chasers?
Honestly, probably the Tigers.
Okay. I picked JD or Stanton every day.
Gotta represent for Flanagan High School, class of 2006, JD Martinez.
Okay. I think that's a good pick, Chris.
Thanks.
I think you...
I appreciate your condescension.
You've found the value.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right in the middle of you two. I'll go with Michael Conforto for $3,400.
Like Steeler's wheel.
And we only picked one person off of Kaiser's top four dongs of the night. Number three was Neil Walker. Same offense. So yep. That makes sense. Number two was Manny Machado. Can't believe Chris didn't pick him. And number one was Evan Gattis. Evan Gattis taking Colby Lewis to Dongtown.
I mean, I don't know why you would not believe that I didn't pick Manny Machado if you didn't either.
But you've picked him twice already this week, right?
I'm surprised I didn't pick him. I picked him like four times this season.
Okay, it's Mike that picks him all the time.
You've picked Manny Machado a lot.
Yep.
Has he ever gotten a dong from Manny Machado? He got a double dong once.
I have a double dong from Manny Machado.
Yeah, it's that familiarity.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to give my lineup first, and then we'll get to Mike, and then Heath, and then Mike, because Mike brought two lineups. We'll get both of those on the show. We are doing one Arrieta lineup, right?
That was my second lineup that I built to show that you can do it.
Okay, I am going cheaper, and I'm going with Aaron Sanchez. I like him against the Twins. That allows me to go with a Cubs stack with Miguel Montero, Anthony Rizzo, and Ben Zobrist. Eugenio Suarez going against a lefty. Marcus Semien going against a bad lefty in CeCe Sabathia. I've got Trace Thompson, Giancarlo Stanton, and Seth Smith. So that's my lineup.
I think that's pretty good, Chris.
Thanks.
Okay. I don't know why when I compliment you, you always take it so personally.
Mike?
Yeah, so I'll give you my first lineup is an Aaron Nola lineup.
Okay.
Catcher, I really hope he's in the lineup. Alex Avila.
Okay.
Carlos Santana, Jason Kipnis, David Wright, Francisco Lindor, Curtis Granderson, Adam Eaton, and Gregory Polanco.
Okay.
I'm trying... This is bad.
Mike,
I know.
Give your other lineup.
Yeah, because
all right, and then if
Mike
you want
and I
to build,
had very similar lineups.
Okay.
If you want to build an Arrieta lineup, you can go Jake Arrieta, Alex Avila, Carlos Santana, Neil Walker, David Wright, Astrubal Cabrera, Curtis Granderson, Trace Thompson, and Gregory Polanco.
Okay.
That's better than I thought we were going to be able to do today when I saw Arrieta's price. So
yeah.
I may play one or two Arrieta lineups. Okay. I've got an Aaron Nola lineup. I've got Yan Gomes at catcher. He's been very good lately. Clay Buchholz is very bad. Lucas Duda at first. Jason Kipnis at second, also against Buchholz. I don't like Danny Valencia. I think he's overpriced at 3,300. But it's a good matchup against CC Sabathia.
He's a lefty masher for sure. He's been mashing everyone over the last year plus, but he's special. I mean, he's got like an 880 OPS against righties over the last year, but for his career, I believe he's like an 881 OPS versus lefties.
Yes, the one thing I believe in is his ability to hit left-handed pitching. So,
and Sabathia is not a good one.
No, Sabathia is a bad one. I am going to go with Carlos Correa at shortstop.
Okay.
Michael Conforto, Curtis Granderson, and I can't stop. I hope that the Dodgers don't stop playing him. 2,300, Yasiel Puig, going up against a lefty.
Yeah, man. I mean, Yasiel Puig's only $300 more than Enrique Hernandez. I mean, like, that's... He's $300 more than a minimum price player. Yasiel Puig's better than a minimum price player.
$300 better.
And there's going to be the revisionist history.
Do you want a quick DraftKings lineup?
Let's
or no?
hear a quick DraftKings
yes.
lineup.
Man, you brought so many lineups today.
I brought them all.
Great job today, Mike.
Thank you.
Did you get to the office before 11 today?
No, I did not. No. Garrett Cole, Carlos Martinez, Yan Gomes, Carlos Santana, Jason Kipnis, David Wright, Astrubal Cabrera, Curtis Granderson, Adam Eaton, and Gregory Polanco.
So my one takeaway from your three lineups is that you did not mention the Indians as one of your favorite stacks at all. I don't think we mentioned them at once.
He mentioned them in there.
And then
I did.
You had them in all your lineups.
Yeah, so I'm going to be Mets and Indians with Gregory Polanco.
I thought we actually had a moment where I talked about the Indians for a second, and then you said, wow, that's the first one I've had.
Yep.
I like the Indians.
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
All right.
So the one thing you took away from that whole thing was something that wasn't actually real.
Have a nice weekend, guys.